Well, we wrapped up the trading for the last week of May and even for the month of May with the grains not performing very well. We saw some pretty hefty losses pretty much across the board in all the commodities except soybeans. And a lot of the pressure coming from, of course, continued peace talks with Iran. Of course, there is a memorandum of understanding floating between the two countries, and neither one is ready to sign yet as they continue to throw counters back and forth with each other. We did see a little bit of an increase in military action against Iran in an attempt to try to force them to sign in the memorandum and to extend the ceasefire here for another 60 days and to get the Strait of Hormuz opened up, which would certainly help to lower crude oil prices. Overall, that put pressure in on the grains. We're seeing improving conditions as far as weather is concerned and growing conditions for the grains as we continue to see rains falling in areas that need it, and heat starting to show up to help advance the crop development as well. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing down 21 to 25 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 35 to 36 cents. 31 to 32 cent losses were seen in Kansas City. Corn, we're seeing 11 to 16 cent losses. Soybeans were down 5 to 10 cents in the old crop months, but new crop was up 2 cents. Continue to see support coming from the biofuels industry there. Soybean meal was down about $2. Soybean oil was new contract highs. It was up $3 to $3.50, mainly because of expectations for bullish biofuels industry. Canola also seeing strength because of that. That was up $10 to $12. Cattle slipped at the end. We finished down anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar, while feeder cattle were down $1.50. Hogs finished mainly steady to down $1. In the outside markets, crude oil did drop $8, a little over $8 for the week. Gold was up $28. The dollar was down 3/10 of a cent, and we saw the Dow Jones gain close to 450 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.